The Bloomington City Council will soon have at least three new faces, pending the outcome of the April 2nd election. One of the candidates is Julie Emick. She's running in Ward 4, which includes many historic neighborhoods in central Bloomington and part of downtown. Alderman Amelia Burgess is not seeking re-election there. As part of the GLT series of candidate interviews, Emick tells GLT's Ryan Denham she wants to use her experience in education to build bridges between aldermen and between public and private sectors in the city.
I believe that the biggest impact that people can have is through local government, and I am eager to serve in that capacity. I want to be part of that work that we're doing together in Bloomington.
What is it in your background and your experience that you feel has prepared you for this?
I spent a good part of the last 25 years working in public education, and in that work, my primary responsibility was about building bridges between very different groups of people. So I orchestrated connections between school boards, principals, teachers, parents, the district administration, funders, and really became very adept at finding points of common ground so that we could move forward on challenging policy issues. And I just made a priority of ensuring that everybody had input and that all of my decisions were communicated with reasoning.
Let's get into some of the issues facing the city over the next potentially 4 years. You've said that you want to focus on the diversification of economic development if you were elected in Ward 4. What do you mean by that?
I think that it's very important that we continue to focus on our diverse and innovative small businesses. I know that nationally over 40% of the country is supported by small and medium-sized businesses. In our community in particular, there are pockets in which we can expand and grow. And there's a lot of good information out there. We just have to act on it. So, for example, in the IT sector, there are gaps that we could fill. In biotechnology, there are gaps we could fill. I am part of, in my community service work, I am the part of the board of directors for the BCAI School of the Arts, as well as the Ecology Action Center. And particularly in my work with the executive director of BCAI, Angelique, she's been spearheading this really innovative project to think about revitalizing a part of community next to Franklin Park. And I'm thinking there's so many of these kinds of initiatives that are at play in our community. How can we provide greater information to small and local businesses so that they can grow? How can we work more in collaboration with the EDC, with the Small Business Development Center out of Wesleyan? How can we really marshal all of these supports? And I know it's one of the flagpoles in the comprehensive plan for Bloomington that we really look to focus on this.
You've also said that you'd like to see the prioritization of taxpayer dollars based on need so that all residents can enjoy the same a basic level of infrastructure and quality of life. Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by that?
Well, infrastructure is that's where everything is built, right? So it's really important to invest in a strong foundation. I represent Ward 4, and we have beautiful historic neighborhoods in that community. And one of my issues is continuing to preserve and enhance that historic quality. So infrastructure is a big part of that. How do we look at the overall budget and think about, first, what does the whole city need, but also where are the areas of greatest need? It could be that our older communities actually need some more support with infrastructure. That's the nature of older streets and buildings. The other thing about investing in strong neighborhoods is that it provides local communities to have more representation and more voice. So one of the suggestions in the comprehensive plan that I thought was really, really helpful was thinking about how to marshal neighborhoods so that they could be more active participants in what's going on in the community. And I think that we need to work harder to pull in more voices.
Let's continue on that. Ward 4 includes a lot of historic streets and neighborhoods. What kind of grade would you give the city when it comes to historic preservation? Where's the good and where's the room for improvement?
I think the good is that we have a really good complete streets plan on the table. We have a good brick streets plan on the table. There's a lot of excellent research and work that has gone into orchestrating these plans. The goal is to then move forward. How do we make decisions? And some of that is through enhanced information that we can get through city council meetings, from working in collaboration with the parks and recreation, working in collaboration with, I have a meeting scheduled with Jim Karch to talk about these issues from his perspective, and really trying to understand what it is that we need to invest in and just continuing to make those neighborhoods stronger.
So in recent years, the Bloomington City Council has been reluctant to raise property taxes and even other taxes and fees like the motor fuel tax. Obviously, been some exceptions to that. So what will be your approach to making decisions about when it's necessary to raise revenue to accomplish some city priority?
Well, I'm in public education, so of course I have to point out that over 60% of our property taxes fund the public schools, and that's, we want to maintain the high quality of our educational systems. That's significant for everything that we're trying to do. That being said, I wonder if there isn't a way to focus on lobbying the state to think about education funding in a different way. You know, this is how sort of the state and the city have to work together to really think about how this affects Illinois. And Illinois is unusual in that we rely so heavily on our property taxes to fund education. So given that we do that, there might be other ways that we can garner more funding from the state to support education. Property taxes in Bloomington are a big issue. I've talked to a lot of voters who've expressed concern about it. So I understand that before any changes are made, I would need to reach out and get input, but also seek expert counsel and think outside of the box. What other avenues can we try in terms of our tax base? The other thing about diversifying the economy and having strong neighborhoods and a strong infrastructure is that home ownership value goes up. So that also provides more opportunity for a base for raising revenue.
Well, Bloomington has several big projects on its to-do list in the coming years.
Yes.
Projects that keep getting put off because of money issues. Mm-hmm. Think of things like the public library relocation or expansion, replacing O'Neill Pool. So how would you prioritize some of these big capital projects that are kind of sitting out there on the horizon?
Yeah, O'Neill Pool is a very family-centric part of our community, and in going in line with my advocacy for having strong neighborhoods and businesses and really thinking about developing infrastructure, O'Neill Pool fits the bill. So I would want to work in concert with city officials to continue to really push how we can restore that area and make it a place where where my three-year-old can go and play and be part of that community. The library is also incredibly important in our community. When I was a student of MCLP, the Multicultural Leadership Program, my nonprofit project was the Bloomington Public Library. And we spearheaded a door-to-door campaign in which we spread information about what the library was doing. And I was really taken by how many people in the city, just by knocking on doors and talking to them, expressed how valuable the library is and how much they were eager to learn that there is so much more they could even be getting from those services. So my understanding is that the library has made proposals about renovating their current site. There are proposals on the table, and I think it's critically important for council to have meaningful conversations about going forward along those lines.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio with Julie Emig, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. It's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Chip Frank is also running in Ward 4. Bloomington City Council is set up by wards. You are running in Ward 4.
Mm-hmm.
There are nine wards all across the city. In Normal, it works differently. The Normal Town Council is elected town-wide, so council members represent the entire town, whereas in the city, it is, you know, by ward. What do you think of the ward system in Bloomington? You've lived in town here for a while now. What do you think of the ward system, and do you think it serves the city of Bloomington well?
I think the ward system does one thing very well, and that is that it ensures that minority constituents are represented. Like the problem with an at-risk or the potential – or not risk – the potential problem with an at-large structure is that perhaps the same people are elected from the same area. So the value in having that representation is critically important. However, we also need to look beyond our neighborhoods because we all share the city. And what is important for constituents in other wards should be important to any alderman. So I think it's a balance. And I think that having a ward system provides an opportunity to exercise that balance, minority representation, as well as thinking across the board.
So Alderman Amelia Burgess now represents Ward 4. Mm-hmm. She's not running for re-election in April. She said that her decision to step away was made easier knowing that you were going to be entering the race. So what did you think of her tenure, and where do you think that voters will find similarities between the two of you, and where will they find contrast, differences?
Mm-hmm. Alderman Burgess, I think, has provided a great service to the community. She has done a lot of significant work on transportation issues. I know she championed really thinking about holding our landlords accountable, making sure that people had safe places to live. And she really gets historic neighborhoods, which is certainly where we are in Bloomington. And I'm glad to have her support. I think we'll differ in approach, you know, where I come from education and educational leadership. She comes from a different professional background. I think overall it will be helpful for the council to have a member who is really good at building relationships and seeking coalition. And I'm very good at making sure that all stakeholders are represented and that there is some mechanism for coming to a decision, even though we may not all agree about the pieces at play. And that's okay. Yeah. We don't have to agree. So I was glad to have her support, and I look forward to continuing the work that she has started.
That's Julie Emig, a candidate for Bloomington City Council in Ward 4. It's currently represented by Alderman Amelia Burgess, but she's not seeking re-election in April's election. Chip Frank is also running in Ward 4. I'm Ryan Denham.
You'll hear an interview with the other Ward 4 candidate, Chip Frank, later this month on Sound Ideas, and get other candidate interviews at WGLT.org.